Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, A Heart for God's Word. In Isaiah 66:2, God says, quote, on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. The whole of the scriptures emphasize this very point. In Luke 8:21, Jesus said, my mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. In John 8:31, he said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples, indeed. In John 8:47, he said, he who is of God hears God's words. In John 8:51, Jesus promised, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Jesus made it clear that the ultimate issue is what we do with his words, saying, quote, he rejects me and does not receive my words, has that which judges him, the word that I have spoken, would judge him in the last day. John 12:48. In John 18:37, Jesus explained to Pilate, quote, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Paul, in rehearsing the conversion of the Thessalonians, said, quote, when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as a word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually works in you who believe. In 2 Thessalonians 2:10, Paul says that those who will perish will do so, quote, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Being saved involves a love of the truth response. The Apostle John says, by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. 1 John 2:3. In 2 John 9, the Apostle John says, whoever does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. In Revelation 22:9, the angel said to John, quote, I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophets and of those who keep the words of this book. The saved are those who respond positively to the word of God and highly regard it. The unsaved do not. What one thinks of God, they think of his word. And what they think of his word, they think of God. God and his word go together. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.